Stuart, first of all, Adam Thompson coming in, you must be pleased at that.
Yeah, very pleased. It came out of the blue. You know, Adam got a mention in the summer, but it was at a stage when, you know, we weren't sure if Rory were going to re-sign with us. And Barry nipped in. And then in the end, to be fair, what they offered, the length of contract and the money was far anything that we could get near. So for it to come back, you know, so soon is a bonus for us, because obviously we're not paying, you know, anywhere near the money he's on. And we've got a centre-half who's, you know, used to this level, and one who's desperate to come and join us. And for whatever reason and whatever happened at Bury, he wants to, you know, he's going to have a fresh start for a year anyway. And yeah, we look forward to him having on board. But we've been rebuffed by three or four for all different reasons, which can happen and can be frustrating. But thankfully, as I said, we noticed that Adam wanting this starting lineup for the last couple of games for Bury. You know, just a chat with the agent, and then it came about that, you know, he would be available, which was surprising, but, you know, we jumped on that and we're happy to have him. Obviously, he's away with Ireland, but we're happy to have him when he comes back.
Will he be? Well, obviously, he'll be not available for Bristol Rovers, I'd imagine, but looking to that Bristol Rovers game, what are you expecting?
Yeah, I think it'll be an open game, I really do. I'm really impressed with the manager and what he's done there. Daryl is a knowledgeable young manager, up and coming, playing attacking way. They had a great season last year, to say they'd only just come up. They almost got in the playoffs. I think this season they'll see that as an aim. They've added to the squad. And I think, yeah, I think it'll be, we had two good games against them last season, drew both, won all, but they're both entertaining games. And I don't see Saturday being any different. I think they'll come, they won't come, and I don't think for 1 minute they'll come and sit defensively. They've won the last three games away from home, won at Fulham in the Cup, and scoring lots of goals. So I would imagine it'll be an open game, yeah.
Yeah, probably at a full house again, on the telly as well, so it just adds a bit more to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, listen, it'll be a good atmosphere, I'm sure. Not keen myself on these early kickoffs, because it just puts you out a little bit, and I think the crowd are sometimes half asleep as well, because it's so early. But it's up to us to get them going and produce some football. We're on the back of scoring seven goals in the last two games as well, so as I say, it should be two attack-minded sides going at each other, and hopefully full value, and hopefully more importantly 3 points for us.
I mentioned that disappointment, of course, last weekend, but you're pleased with the reaction midweek against Chesterfield?
Yeah, and better performance Tuesday night. There's still things we can work on, and today I was far happier in the training session today. The tempo of it, the quality of it was very good, so that's what we need. We've got to have these standards. You know, we've got options now for Saturday, obviously the captain coming back in, whether he plays at the back or he can play midfield. You know, Jonesy scoring two the other night, you know, Amari getting another one, Taylor getting 90 minutes under his belt. You know, Dom scoring again last week, that's three he's got. So we've got options up front. It's just finding the right combination and, you know, being really attack-minded.
How's Reuben? Is he out for a while?
Yeah, I think he's going to be waiting a scan. But where he does his hamstring like he does it, you know, you normally think, or the physios tell me, it looks like minimum 6 weeks. So it's an area where we might look at strengthening. But with a goalkeeping situation, if anything were to happen to Doyle, you can always get an emergency loan in, so it's quite different to any other loans. So, but I think there's been work been trying to done today or yesterday with Greg and Edding and Banks, the goalie coach, and, you know, trying to do some work behind the scenes, but we'll have to see if anything comes out of that.
And other than that, any players expected to head out the door today, Stuart?
Certainly not head out the door, no. We're trying to bring one in. I'm not over positive that'll happen, but if we could add another one, it'd be something we would look to do. So never say never. It would be a surprise if it come off, but it's something we're trying to do, and I think we need to do.
Squad wise, how's the squad shaping up for the weekend?
Yeah, all, you know, good. Tom Field were back in training today, or certainly did the first part of the training, then went with the fitness coach and came through that fine, so he's available. Obviously Reuben the other night injured, and Timothy Dieng still out, but other than that, yeah, all back and available, which is good.